Needle Drop Radio, Needle Drop Radio, Needle Drop Radio, Needle Drop Radio.
This is Needle Drop Radio. My name's Jeff. This is episode number 64. Thanks a lot for tuning in and checking out the show. I'm so glad to have you here with me. I'm glad you found the show. What we do about every week is get together for about a half an hour. I play great punk rock from all over the world. I play old, new, vinyl only, B-sides, rarities, demos, whatever it is. If it's good and it's punk rock, I will not hesitate to play it on the show. I love helping out smaller bands all over the world that need help. That's my favorite thing to do, and turn people on to great music that they've probably never heard before and should be well aware of. I also like to dust off old classics when I get the chance. And this week, I get to do both. I'll play something great from the Queers, something old classic from them. I'm going to play something brand new from the Nightbirds. A lot of people have been talking about the Nightbirds. They're blowing up, getting bigger and bigger all the time. And it's definitely something that you guys should check out if you've never heard them. So I'm going to play something new from them off their new album. And let's see, I'll play something from the Credentials. Great, great stuff. And to kick off the show this week, play something from Solutions. This is a band out of the UK. One of the guys got in touch with me about a week or two ago, sent me some tracks, and I think a lot of you guys are really going to like this. They've got an album coming out soon. I guess they have one out already and one coming out soon, like I said. I'm going to play the title track off that upcoming album, and I think this is a great way to kick off the show. I loved it. I think a lot of you are going to like it. Here we go. This is brand new stuff. This is Solutions doing the title track off their new album, Histrionics. Hey, this is Joey Cape, and you're listening to Needle Drop Radio. That's classic stuff right there from Southern California. That's Lagwagon doing Island of Shame. Probably my favorite song off probably my favorite album from that band, Trashed. Like I said, classic stuff. Of course, you guys are probably aware that Fat has remastered and re-released all their albums. Well, the first five albums from them. And all those albums are now double albums full of bonus songs, demos, and all sorts of stuff. Great, great stuff. And we kicked off the show this week with Solutions, doing Histrionics. Again, that's going to be the title track of their upcoming album. Again, the band's out of the UK. I suggest you track them down. Sounds very, very good. Let's see, I'll do the credentials next. Something off the album Goocher, which is a split release between a bunch of labels, friends of the show. And I did play something off this album before. Great stuff. Fits in great right here. This is the credentials, doing Footbridge Blues. Part 2.
Mas this is Brian from legendary rock and roll act Nightbirds, and you're listening to Needle Drop Radio.
I'm always sick, I know you'll never find a cure. This stomach bottle's just a promise of a future cancer. I'm junkie as if I can just get by. And I'll avoid thinking about it, soon I'm gonna die. But if they had a remedy and they somehow found a way to end this, that's just not the end, just keep it at bay. What they hear in my inside, they know what they'll say. They're crazy. I'm dying alone, I know that they're the fucking town. I know I'll never find someone who gets what I'm about. I tried, but it's the same all in the end. They want to take so much, I know I can never let them in. And if I find that someone who can take my nervous hand, got my best temper, maybe somehow understand. Why she look into my eyes, stay in my pocket. They're crazy.
Right, that's a band that I would love to see live right there. That's Nightbirds. And that band and that label, Grave Mistake, never ceases to amaze me. Alex, my buddy over at Grave Mistake, man, does he know how to put a release together. I mean, aside from great music, the artwork, the layout, everything always looks so top-notch. I always look forward to his stuff. And that one does not disappoint. Nightbirds, new stuff. The Other Side of Darkness is the name of that album. Came out, I guess, a couple months ago now. Have a feeling it's going to make a lot of people's top 10 lists this year. And like I said, doesn't disappoint. Go track it down. Get it straight from him if you can. That track was called Neon Gray, and you just can't go wrong with it. Before that, we had The Credentials doing Footbridge Blues Part 2. Again, that comes off the album Goocher. Fairly new stuff right there. And up next, I got something from a band, highly, highly influential band. And it's so crazy that they were only around for 2 years. And I'm going back on this one. They were only around for literally 24 months. They put out one album and one EP and changed the face of punk rock forever. Great, great band. A lot of people love this band to death, and I do love them too. Here's Operation Ivy off their one album, Energy, doing Sleep Long.
Sleep long, sleep well. Fall into a wake in an hour. Sleep long, sleep well.
Sleep well.
Fall into a wake in an hour.
Dance on medicine. It ends only on the street. Was a shelter in a fist. My mistake is condition. Dying love you. And it's worth a food and shelter. 2 months over. Get this place. Leave me in a door. Wake me and a living.
Sleep long, sleep well.
Wake
do we have here?
It's Castle Grayskull.
And it's mine.
Not so fast, Beastman.
He-Man!
You can pit He-Man against Beastman playing for the power of Castle Grayskull. You have to put the castle together.
Beastman's escaping.
The throne, Dad. Dad, you saved the castle.
Castle Grayskull from the Masters of the Universe collection. He-Man and Beastman each sold separately from Mattel.
That's one I've played on the show before, but I played it a long time ago, and I felt it was good to dust that one off again. Such a great song right there. That's Cheap Girls doing Stop Now, and that comes off the album Find Me a Drink Home. That band's out of Lansing, Michigan. I believe that was their first album. And before that, we had Operation Ivy off their one and only album doing Sleep Long. Classic stuff.
With that.
All right, guys, time to pick the cover song of the week. This week, I'm going with a song that first came out back in 1984 and was included on this band's first full-length album. I'm talking about the band 7 Seconds, and the track is called Bully. Now, I'm going with a version that came out fairly recently, I believe last year. My buddy Darren in the band The Haddonfields put out a great album called We Are Not Alone on I Hate Punk Rock Records. And everything about this release is good. The artwork on the cover I love to death. I need to ask him who did that cover. And I suggest you guys go track this down. Get it straight from I Hate Punk Rock Records or anywhere you can find it. I don't know if it's on Interpunk, but go track that down, and let's have a good time with this cover right here. Here they are. This is the Haddonfields doing the old 7 Seconds classic, Bully. Favorite songs of all time. That was The Queers doing Surf Goddess. That's the title track off the 4-song EP. That is a 7-inch that I played to death when it first came out, and I can always go back to it and enjoy it. Again, The Queers. Gotta track down that if you don't have it. Great EP from them. That one and Don't Back Down, two of the best things that band ever put out. So, so good. Before that, we had the Haddonfields doing our cover song of the week, which is Bully, originally done by 7 Seconds. And that'll do it, guys. All wrapped up here. Great, great week this week. Lots of great classic stuff and some brand new stuff. Hope you guys dug it. I had fun putting it together, and let's try to do it again next week. Let's do some thanks. Want to thank Ed from Solutions. Want to thank Joey Cape. Also want to thank Kyle from Muy Authentico, Chris from Dirt Cult, Alex from Grave Mistake, Brian from Nightbirds, Darren from the Haddonfields, and Mike from I Hate Punk Rock Records. Also want to say hello and send a big thank you to Dan, listening in the Czech Republic. Thanks for getting in touch. Thank you so much for listening and your support. I totally appreciate it. You make it all worthwhile. If anybody needs to get in touch with me for any reason, you can always email me, needledropradio@gmail.com. Thanks a lot, guys, and I'll see you next week.